Welcome to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Today, the Bush Foundation announced six winners of the 2016 Bush Prize for Community Innovation. With us today for a conversation about innovation insight and funding solutions to complex social challenges is Deshaun Drew. He's Community Network Vice President for the Bush Foundation. Deshaun Drew, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thanks for having me.
Today has to be fun for you. Today is one of those fun days.
It's truly one of the better days of the year around here.
All right. Tell us a little bit about, we're going to get into our South Dakota winners here, but first let's talk about the prize overall. What are you looking for, and what did you find?
Well, the goal of the prize is to hold up and reward organizations in the region that do great work on the community level by drawing the right partners around the table to figure out collectively what needs to be done. So we really put an emphasis on problem solving that is done in an inclusive, collaborative, and resourceful manner. And by that, what I really mean is making sure the people who are going to be most affected by it are part of the conversation, making sure the people who have the most to offer, not necessarily in terms of dollars, but in terms of perspectives, ideas, really helping organizations and communities get to the right answers together.
Hmm. When you see the applications and the information that comes in to help make those choices, do certain things just stand out to you and you say, yep, I know it when I see it, that's it? Or does it take a lot more digging and really the hard work of conversation?
I think it's a combination. I mean, there's some where just based on what's submitted on paper, you can tell that this looks really interesting. And what that does for us is it makes us want to know more. And that just leads to, you know, our having conversations and talking with both folks at the organizations, but also talking to people in the community about what they see from their perspectives.
Hmm. So give us an idea of, in South Dakota, we have two big recipients being honored. I'll let you go ahead and have the honors and tell us who those folks are.
Right. So we went with the DeMitt Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. In DeMitt, South Dakota, and we went with the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. And I say went with because we had scores of applicants, but those were the two from South Dakota who stood out this year, and we're just really thrilled to be able to hold them up, give them some money, which I'm sure they'll do great things with. But then, as I said, really for us, a big piece of this is helping the broader community understand what gems they are.
Sure. So an orchestra is an unusual choice compared to lots of other options out there. What is it about the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra that stood out as an organization that was really worthy of this kind of investment and recognition?
Well, beyond playing amazing music, they do a lot of when they do that. You got to do that as an orchestra.
Right.
That matters too, obviously. But beyond what you would expect of an orchestra, they just do so much smart, hard work around building community and building connections across diverse communities there. They've done partnerships there with local Muslim, Mexican, and Chinese community members to really try to integrate their traditions and their views into the work and to build relationships to make it feel like a truly welcoming place for everyone in the community.
DeSmit Community Foundation. This is our little town on the prairie. This is what everyone here knows. Laura Ingalls Wilder went and spent some time there. And what is it about them that sort of stands out? It's a small place. It's a rural community.
It's tiny. And that's part of what we love about them is because they send a clear message that you can be small and be powerful. You can be small and be connected. You can be small and create things together that are meaningful and add value. And they've been really smart over the last 10 years or so of just bringing people together, building community, and figuring out together, well, what do we need here? And then they put their backs into building a wellness center and really have, in a town that has about a little over 1,000 people, they got more than 1,500 contributions. They really, I think, in a smart way, brought folks together to figure out together, once again, like, what do we need here, and how are we going to pull it off? And they did it. They didn't look at the fact that they didn't have a town of 25,000 people and decide, well, they couldn't possibly do anything. They thought, well, what can we do with the people we have, with the resources we have?
You're looking for organizations that have a certain track record. And then investing in them, and then what do you expect happens next? What happens after today?
We think a number of things happen. One, you know, in with these two organizations, they got a lot of money from us today.
Right.
So that's going to allow them, we trust them, and those are unrestricted dollars, and I emphasize that because we trust them to make good choices with those dollars. We know that based on their history up to now, they will be really thoughtful about how they invest those dollars. We also know that the fact that they go about their work in inclusive, collaborative, resourceful ways is something that other organizations will look to. We really want to hold them up. We want other organizations that are trying to make a difference out there to look closely at what makes these folks successful. And with the Bush Prize, it really is about who these organizations are, how they operate. It's not kind of a one-and-done thing in terms of a project. It's really kind of, we like to say, it's sort of in their DNA. It's how they do their work, how they go about their work day in, day out.
Is there a connection between the Bush Prize and the other programs like the Bush Fellowship? Do there a crossover there or a connection there at all?
The biggest connection would be between the Bush Prize and our community innovation grants. We have grants that have very similar criteria as the Bush Prize that are meant for organizations that are trying something new that they're attempting in a way that's still built on those same pillars of being inclusive, collaborative, and resourceful. And our hope, and we think we'll see more and more in time, is some of the organizations that win Bush community innovation grants go on to win Bush Prizes down the road as they have multiple successes and they have, you know, multiple years of being able to demonstrate that their approach to community problem solving is working.
Give me an idea of an organization that has received this prize in the past that you've sort of followed up with and watched some of the impactful things that happened next. What's possible here?
Well, a lot of things. Some of them, probably to answer the question, the people use the money in different ways. Right. Some of them use it for capital campaigns because they're outgrowing their space, and it's a significant amount of money. You can get as much as $500,000 through the Bush Prize, and that gives them a fair amount of flexibility. And some of them will use it to hire additional staff. Some of them will use it to do research. Some of them will use it to start new programming that's adjacent to what they've already been doing. And so I think anybody who works in a community organization probably has a long list of things they wish they could get to if only they had a little more time, a little more money. And so what we're doing through the prize really is to give them some of that cushion to dream a little bit bigger. And for us, we just feel so strongly that they've already demonstrated that they make such good use of any additional dollars that they were given that we're excited to see them run with it.
Give me an idea of some of the great things that are happening in Minnesota and North Dakota. Who are the folks who received this prize today outside of the state?
So in Minnesota, we awarded a couple, one to a group called Emerge Community Development, which does an array of things, including helping young people who have had run-ins with the law and have been given a second chance, the job skills and networking that they need to get on their feet again and to really begin to contribute in a day in, day out way. Emerge is in North Minneapolis, one of the more sort of challenged parts of our region, and also a place that's got all kinds of potential. And I'd say people here know that Emerge is one of the key organizations helping to bridge people from, you know, where they are to where they could be by giving them, as I said, concrete skills and opening up doors, creating networks for them to advance. The other Twin Cities organization that was awarded today is called the Northside Achievement Zone, and that's a really large organization that does, it's kind of like, we'll call it one-stop shopping entirely, but imagine all the challenges it takes to raise healthy children, especially in you know, for folks who are coming from low-income backgrounds, you know, the schools, the housing, the transportation, the jobs, all the different pieces that have to fall in place for children and families to succeed. And Northside Achievement Zone does a great job of both providing services but also linking families to related services that are going to help them succeed. And so it's a really comprehensive, thoughtful, long-term approach to addressing some of the more challenge, more more challenging elements of life here, but once again, there are so many opportunities here, really preparing people to take advantage of them. Outside the Twin Cities, in Duluth, there's an organization called Menace Peacemakers, which is focused on really reshaping the way boys and young men and men look at girls and women, really, you know, thinking about some of the stereotypes that are out there that have to be worked against. And, you know, it grew out of, you know, crisis and assault situations. And instead of being focused day in, day out on that end of the spectrum, what they're trying to do is create a foundation in the hearts and minds of young men coming along for them to understand how important it is that they see girls and women just as other folks deserving of respect. It's just as the guys that they maybe play basketball with or, you know, hang out with at school, that there is not any kind of reason to see women or girls as less than. And I know it's the kind of thing where we shouldn't have to say it, but I think we also know that in the news of the day, we see plenty of examples where the respect clearly isn't there. So they're about root causes and just building healthy relationships and healthy perspectives on the people around us.
So what we see is a diversity in the organizations, but a real commonality in some of their goals of connection and community and
very
solving.
Much so. Very much so. And at the heart of all these efforts is, you know, getting people from the community around the table to figure out what's needed and how they're going to get after it together and how they're going to continue to make adjustments together as they walk that road.
Deshaun Drew is Community Network Vice President for the Bush Foundation. The 2016 Bush Prize for Community Innovation was handed today to 6 winners. The 2 South Dakota winners are coming up. Deshaun, thank you so much for your time today. We'll put a link up on our website to yours so people can read more about all of today's winners. We appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you so much. You take care.